FM 94.3 WJTL, Dan Bremnes in his hands, Unspoken Miracle before that. Hey, good morning to you, 748.
Weather-wise today, lots of sunshine and mild. Looks like a beautiful day. Enjoy it. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clear then tonight, low 36. Tomorrow turns mostly cloudy, high 56. But rain expected late in the day, and then it looks like a rainy Thursday. Right now, it is 32 in York and Lancaster.
Our friends from Cavatt Theater hanging out with us, Cordell, Caleb, and Richard. Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Great to have you all here. Cordell Hoyard, the director of Cavatt Theater Operations. Cordell, tell us all about Cavatt.
Hey, so we're with Cavatt Theater, which is a division of Cavatt Academy of the Arts, where we teach dance, music, theater, gymnastics, karate, and a few other things as well. And then we also have the theater aspect where we put on musicals and plays, all of that. And, oh, we actually also have a dance team that's like a ministry dance team that goes out in the community and also on mission trips and stuff like that. So that's a lot of fun. There's just so many things happening. And what we're all about is raising the standard of godly artistic expression. So what that looks like for us is just bringing creatives together, giving them a place to collaborate where they can use their gifts and talents to give glory to God and also work together to raise that standard of the arts in the Christian community.
If folks are interested in being, you know, having their kids, signing them up for any of the stuff you're doing there in New Holland, can they do that online?
Yeah, they can find us at cavattacademy.com and also on Facebook.
And you guys do shows from some of the time to time. What are some of the shows you've done in the past?
Yeah, so we've done Annie, Wizard of Oz, The Music Man, I mean, Scrooge. The list goes on and on and on. We've been doing shows for over 8 years now.
That's awesome.
And we usually do at least like 5 to 7 shows a year. So quite a few shows we've
done. And you have one coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we have one coming up this weekend, and it goes for 2 weekends. It's Seussical the Musical, which is a really fun musical based on the Dr. Seuss books. And actually, March 2nd is Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Fun.
So we
so
invite you guys in the community.
Birthday.
Yeah, come on out and celebrate Dr. Seuss with us.
So you have a show March 2nd.
Yes. And then it goes March 2nd through the 4th. And then the next weekend, the 9th through the 11th.
And then get tickets online.
Yeah, or you can call us at 717-354-3355.
So go to cavattacademy.com if you want to do that. And you can see Cordell reprise his role of mayor of Who.
Yes.
You'll do that. Will you do your line for us again?
Sure, I'll do my line. I'm the mayor of Who? Why, I've just been elected. And upright behavior is thus forth expected.
I feel like I'm watching the TV show. You've got the cartoon voice totally there. Caleb Heckman with us, and he's playing Cat in the Hat. Caleb, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you here.
Good to be here.
So tell us a little bit about Cat in the Hat. What does he do during Seussical the Musical?
Oh, my word. What doesn't the cat do during Seussical the Musical? Oh, man. It's so much fun. The story actually starts with this boy who in our production is being played by a very talented little girl, Jada, and she sees this hat in the stage,
okay.
Just a hat on
right.
a stage. And she comes up and she says, I wonder what that could be. And then out pops the Cat in the Hat, and he encourages her to imagine and to use her imagination, and we create this story. And throughout the entire show, throughout the entire story, he's there, he's encouraging her to imagine, and he's kind of driving the story. He pops in and out. There are all these little character bits that I get to do throughout to push the story along, and he's kind of there orchestrating everything and causing mischief.
Yeah.
And just having a great time.
I could tell you enjoy it. Is there a particular aspect of this character that you really love?
Oh, I just love the fact that the cat is just, he's just kind of fearless.
Yeah,
he does everything just wholeheartedly, and this has been so much fun as an actor to just kind of let loose and to just go for it, and it's so much fun.
What's your costume look like?
Oh, my word. Shout out to Jessica Zeidler, our costumer, who has done a fabulous job designing these. I get like a black shirt and then these striped black and white pants with this vest that is awesome. It's got black on the outside, and then it's got this white kind of belly like a cat would.
Right.
With this fun red accent. And then, of course, I get the signature the Cat in a Hat hat, which is so much fun. I put on that hat, and I just feel so much like the cat.
Do you have a little part you could do with us to give us an idea what you sound like as Cat in the Hat?
Yeah, sure. Oh, boy, there are so many fun parts to choose from. But I'll do this one bit, which is a lot of fun. Yeah.
How sad. Oh, how sad. How unbearably dreary. The parents despairing and terribly teary. Their poor little JoJo no longer alive. But wait, could it be that the kid did survive?
Oh.
And
I felt like I was there
to find out what's going to happen next.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Cordell, I'm imagining there's a lot of folks involved in bringing this presentation to stage.
Yeah. I mean, it takes so many different aspects to put a show like this together. I mean, the sets are amazing. The costumes are amazing. The technical aspects. And then Monica DePaul, who's directing, did a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. Steph Morales, who did the choreography. I mean, this team is just perfect. It's so whimsical, and it's kind of like sometimes it's like Tim Burton meets Seuss a little sometimes. So it's a lot of fun. And what I say about this show is like people of all ages will really, really love it. Like there's romance, there's comedy, you'll be crying, and I think you'll just walk away from this show just being really in love with it. It's just so much fun.
Seussical the Musical, March 2nd through the 4th, and again 9th through the 11th. It's happening at Kavad Theater in New Holland. Get your tickets, KavadAcademy.com. Cordell Caleb Richard, thank you so much for being with us today. Yeah,
thank you so much.
Love having you guys. Tell Connie we said hi.
Absolutely.
Back to the music with Need to Breathe. This is Walking on Water on WJTL. Good morning.